Kiss my face and tell me I'm that chosen one. Written by Human Corn. Read by Mistborn Hero. A devil venerable also wants to know podfic. Fittering the relationship by Lee Chiang Miao. Chiu Chung Chue. It is tagged for Canon Divergence, Master-Disciple Relationship, Romantic, First Kiss, Getting Together, Pining while kissing your crush on the daily, Idiots in Love. Bai Li Qing Miao kisses her master for the first time in the midst of a temple exploration gone wrong, with water rising past her hips, threatening to drown the two of them when it reaches the closed-off ceiling of the altar room. She is somewhat certain, given all that she's witnessed during their travels together, that Master Xia Xue would be able to make it out of it unscathed, even if they don't fulfill the ritual requirement set by the old spirit they had disturbed. But Bai Li Xing Miao herself? She's already at her limit with all of the ghosts they had fought on their way in. There's no way she'll be able to circulate what little spiritual essence she has left long enough to trick her captor into thinking they had been dealt with. The alternative, however... Bai Li Xing Miao's fingers tighten where they clutch at her master's sleeve, unable to keep herself from staring at the sharp bow of her lips. It's just one kiss. One kiss for the good of their lives. One kiss so they can make it out of this together. All of that other nonsense that a spirit had been babbling about, unfulfilled desires and destined hearts, was probably just a mistake meant for someone else. Bai Li Xing Miao's face hits as the water rises, lapping the crest of her ribs. The chill of it does nothing to quell the fire that lights in her chest the moment Master Sheng Xue finally looks down, her expression so calm and sure that Bai Li Xing Miao feels safe even here. Surely, her master wouldn't mind one little kiss. Surely, Master Sheng Xue has already thought this through, and she is only hesitating to teach Bai Xing Miao a lesson of some kind. Master Sheng Xue's brow wrinkles, and Bai Li Xing Miao's heart flutters wildly as her master leans down, close enough to feel a ghost of cool breath against her lips. Just a little more and they will be... What are you looking at me like that for?
I was just...
She hesitates, and Master Sheng Xue's eyes narrow, so clearly disapproving that she closes her eyes and very quickly says,
"The spirit says we had to kiss, to unseal the door?"
The water climbs higher as Master Sheng Xue stares at her, unmoving for a long moment, certain that she's gone too far and expected too much of her master. Bai Xing Miao untangles her fingers from her sleeve, determined to find another way out. But before she can take even a step away, Master Sheng Xue barks a laugh that catches her hand.
"That bastard did say that, didn't he?"
Cold, bony fingers grasp at her chin, and in the next moment, Master Sheng Xue's mouth is on her own. It is a quick thing in the end, a simple, easy press of the lips, but the warmth of it lingers long after they make it out of the temple. Bai Li Xing Miao thinks of it when they bed down for the night, only a cocoon between their bedrolls, and wonders aimlessly about what it might be like if she happened to close that small distance between them as well. She thinks of it when they find themselves in an inn, weeks later, and her master's pale lips are stained soft with red from the fruit wine they had had at dinner. She spends a long night wondering if that wine would still be as sweet if she tasted it on her skin, and wakes the next morning, thoroughly exhausted. When they return to the sect, she thinks of it still, every time they spar. Bai Li Xingmiao stumbles, distracted by the open spray of her master's robe, always revealing just a bit too much to be proper. Their second kiss is shared during one of these matches, when Bai Li Xingmiao finds herself in the dirt once more, her master hovering above her with a grin on her lips. She is far too close, far too warm against her skin, for Bai Li Xingmiao's thoughts to coalesce into anything other than leaning up into that maddening curve of her mouth and taking it as her own. So she does, expecting her master to let her down harshly when she pulls away. Instead, she is met with a hand at her neck, those same fingers that had guided their lips together in that temple, pressing her down, falling with her until Master Xing Xue sits viciously in the cradle of her hips. When they break apart, Bai Li Xingmiao feels her face warm, her gaze darting down to the spread of her master's thighs, barely covered by the loose tie of her robe. Her master laughs this time, too, and asks, "Is this my reward for beating you so easily? Or are you trying to distract me so you can steal my spiritual energy?" Bai Li Xingmiao stares at her and says carefully, "A reward?" Master Xing Xue grins and rolls to her feet. "Your reward will be another fight, should you ever manage to beat me." Their third, fourth, fifth, sixth kisses happen in much the same way, so often that over time, Bai Li Xingmiao comes to forget herself and kisses Master Xing Xue even when they are not on the sparring field, when they meet in the mornings, when they part in the evenings, when they take trips to the barren fields in the same valley near the mountain to look for wayward ghosts and animal bones. Master Xing Xue is never the one that initializes these kisses, but Bai Li Xingmiao doesn't mind. She is more than willing to take what she's been given and toe the line of acceptability, always asking for more. It is a shock, then, to find herself on the other end of things. Her master, who she had thought was a righteous, wandering immortal, revealing herself as a member of a demonic sect at the Violent Spirit Pavilion. Her master brutally ripping one of her Shixiang's souls from his body and gifting it to her like a ribbon-wrapped present. Her master, with her hand outstretched, asking Bai Li Xingmiao to follow her back to Xuan Shuang sect. Half of her face has melted to bone, her teeth shining a pearlescent white where her lips should be, where her lips had been this morning when Bai Li Xingmiao kissed her awake. "Are you coming?" her master asks, and Bai Li Xingmiao can only think, "What exactly would it feel like if I kissed her now?" She finds out only a moment later when Master Xing Xue grabs her hand and yanks her forward into her arms. It is biting, and it is biting, and it is glorious, and it is everything she has wanted, pressed lovingly between them as her master whisks her away to the Shuang Shuang sect. The end. This has been recorded for Femlash February Parfait Edition. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you to Humancorn for having blanket permission to Parfait in their profile. Melancholy Morningstar has been giving stats of which ship is getting the most Parfait in the event. And, well, I don't know if you've ever looked at my profile or know me, but I've got 700 works on AO3, and most of my ships don't even break 10 works. So if I wanted to compete with the people who are driving the line on, like, K-pop Demon Hunters and gender band MDCS, or Daisy with her Nana agenda, I would have to record 7 or 8 perfects, which is doable if I stick to, like, travels or notfic. But then that would pretty much fuck up my entire stats for everything. So instead I just found a ship I had never recorded for. This was a pretty big chance of fucking up the names. Because there is no other perfect and there's no guides for how to say the things. Basically, I found the Ross and then translated little bits until I found where they said the names. And then I placed the things in the ChineseConverter.com so that it would read me the names, and I went off of that. So I hope I said the names fine. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.